You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Man United 4-7 to win the game. The draw 11-4. CSKA Moscow 11-2. Man United should be 4-7 to score a goal in the game, as far as I'm concerned, the way they're playing at the moment. Three consecutive games without scoring for Manchester United. They were pretty poor at Selhurst Park, as mentioned. Watched that full game and they weren't incisive enough. They're not creating enough chances. It's not like they're missing boatloads of chances, Lee. They're just not creating anything. And this is a match which is imperative for Manchester United to win. They drew 1-1 in Russia. They've got this home game coming up, followed by one against PSV Eindhoven. Manchester United, in the first game, the last time they scored a goal, Martial got the equaliser. They dominated possession, but as mentioned, they weren't incisive enough. And 4-7, it's probably about the right price, given that CSKA Moscow won't offer that much going forward, but 4-7.
It's short enough, isn't it, for a Man U team who, like you say, aren't shown as much. In Europe, though, I think they've been a lot better. I think you can figure out what they are. I mean, the last game, the away game that you mentioned, the 1-1 draw in CSKA Moscow, was the first time this season that I haven't landed the over 2.5 in a Man United game. All the way through, they've just been guaranteeing us goals. What we did land in that game was Dumbia to score, though, and I think a lot of people will be back on him to score again here. 13-5 if they can score a goal. Now, they didn't score at Wolfsburg. And they don't try that hard away from home. You mentioned it. 39% possession at Wolfsburg, 39% possession away in the game at Sporting. Did score there, though. Lost 2-1. They had 48% possession against Sparta Prague. Didn't have that many shots on goal, but won 3-2. It was Dumbia who scored in that game at Sporting. I think Man United are more open in the Champions League. I think they go for it. You look at the results so far. 3-1 against Club Brugge, 2-1 against Wolfsburg. Carrick own goal for Club Brugge, and a fourth minute goal for Wolfsburg. So they've had to come from behind in both those home games so far. I wouldn't be surprised if CSKA do get on the score sheet here. I think it'll be different to what we see in the Premier League. CSKA will sit back and allow Man United to come onto them a bit more. And I think Man United, with that bit of confidence they've got in the Champions League, will have a go. Again, though, you look at the strikers. You know, it's not the strikers who are getting the goals here. Depay got two and Fellaini got one in the 3-1 win against Club Brugge. Mata got a penalty and Smalling got the goals against Wolfsburg. So it's not, you know, Martial and Rooney who are doing all the damage here. So I think if you're looking for a scorer, maybe have a look further down. You know, maybe look at Mata again or Depay, 29-20.
Depay's a doubt, isn't he? Yeah. I think he's a doubt. And news, we're recording this on Monday, news coming through that Morgan Schneiderlin didn't train with the first team, so that could weaken them slightly.
I like Herrera.
So do check the team news, obviously.
I do like Herrera breaking through as well, if he gets a game, 17-10 to be involved. I think Man United will win the game. I think it might be a bit of a tricky one, might take them a little bit of time. CSKA, two wins since 2011 away from home in the Champions League, away from home. One at Man City, when they shocked the City that year. They had two men sent off, and that one that I mentioned earlier on, Sparta Prague, this season. So they don't travel well, like you say. Do get goals, though. Only a couple of matches where they haven't scored in recent times, and that was that game at Wolfsburg in this group and away at Bayern Munich last December. So, you know, they generally get goals. I'm gonna go with a... I like the over 2.5. It's just a really steady bet here. So, you know, again, I've only lost that once so far, so I'm happy to go again.
4-5.
4-5. Yeah. You know, it's been around that price all the way along, but if you've been backing that through Man United's progression through this tournament, then you're on it. But I'm going to play Man United to win and both teams to score 5-2. I think that's a nice price with a team who have got quality in their ranks, i.e. Dumbia. I mean, you know, let's not forget Moussa's a decent player as well. Both 13-5 to score here. Tosic has been scoring a couple of goals recently as well, and he's scored in back-to-back games in the domestic division. 5-1 any time for Tosic to score against Man U. But we'll stick with Dumbia if you like a goal scorer, but Man United to win and both teams to score for me.
I'm going to go the 5-2 Man United to win and under 2.5 goals. Yeah. I like the 1-0, 2-0 here,
yeah,
because
enough.
I think just the way Manchester United has stifling sides at the moment,
yep,
lends itself to that bet. So I'll take you on slightly there.
No, I can see where you'd go for that, but I just think they'll sneak one, CSK.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.